Okay, everyone, welcome to the rundown.
Yeah.
It's literally been probably like 6 months since I've made an episode of this podcast.
It feels like 6 months since I've last seen you, honestly.
Thanksgiving. You didn't even know it was Thanksgiving.
No, that's why, like, when I saw you today, I was just like, yo, I haven't seen you in a minute. I haven't seen you like, since your housewarming.
Since my housewarming, but we saw each other in Thanksgiving. We had a day in Thanksgiving.
We had a cackle.
For those of you that recognize that voice, you already know I have the amazing Edward with me today. Ra-da-da-da.
So, for those who don't know me, you can get a little taste of me. Follow me on the gram at Edward_ENT. And, you know, we're still managing the Twitter, so don't go scavenging through that. But I'm here, I'm live, and we about to get shit popping in the classroom.
Period. Like, that's the energy I fucking need. And honestly, I'm not in the mood right now because I just got out of work and it's just disgusting.
No.
And I just feel like a peasant, but I'm here
for it. I want to know what's good with you because, like, I got you at the elevator and your energy right now, I need to, like... What's good with my sis? What's
like, popping? I just feel like I work too much. Like, I honestly feel like I work too much.
Yo, and...
And I hate my schedule because this 4 p.m. to midnight shit is really just killing my shit. But I love my job. Like, let me not be talking crazy now on the mic.
Of course.
Like, I love my job.
We need that check.
Like, we need that check. Ren needs to get paid. I love my job, but it's just like... you know, like, the schedule could be better. But...
No, of course. And do you think... Do you think it's the timing that for you that is like doing that, like the 4 p.m. to 12?
Or? I think it's probably the timing because it's just like, everybody's so used to the 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 5. But people don't know that, like, here in New York, like, most people work like all day.
That shit run, that clock don't stop.
Like, people work overtime, people are out here wilding. Like, New York never sleeps, and nor does its workers. Like,
no, it's just like. And they don't give a fuck if you're sleeping because someone else is ready to take that job from you.
Exactly. And it's like, shit. You know what? I'm just like, I am blessed and I am, you know, happy to be doing what I'm doing. But I can't lie. Like, sometimes I'm tired.
No, I know.
And like, living in Jersey, having to take
the commute.
Does not face me when I'm coming to work. But the commute be fucking. Back. Punching me in the face when I'm on my way back.
Because it's what, like an extra hour at it already.
Like,
So you don't get home till like, you don't get to Casablanca until what time?
Until like 2 a.m., 1:30. No. And it's like, I'm not in the mood.
Honestly, it's a blessing the fact that like, I'm able to like live in the city. But if it wasn't for this position, like, I'd be like screwed. Because who the fuck was commuting here? I tried it, what, maybe the first 2 days? I was like, yeah, whatever, fuck it. I'm going to have my car in the city because I want to be that bitch. My man.
First of all, let me cut it out.
$40.
Let me cut you off right there. You're not that bitch for having a car in the city. You're actually taking up space in the street. Everybody's walking. Nobody's that bitch for having a car in the
$40 city. $40 the first night I took that shit right back to Jay was $15 en puente para atrás. And then the thing is you don't pay there. You pay easy pass. It's just like skirt takes a little picture of your shit.
And then you
so
get
when it
shit.
Hits you at the end of the month through the mail, and you
see
that the collection costs are hitting. Let's change the topic. Porque
no, but honestly, work on some bro shit is just even though all the hectic stuff. Like I also been very very happy, and I just been just cackling. The first of the month came around. I paid my rent for the first time, and I was just like, okay, blessed to pay my rent, but also like. Ooh, child, I'm broke.
We'll be eating ramen noodles this month.
Ooh, child.
But it's because you was cackling last month. No, and I feel like November is such a month that you, like, spend so much money because you're, like, doing the early Christmas shopping.
No, but not even that. But December really is the month that it's, like, I really hate because Christmas sneaks up on you.
So what have you been buying so far?
Honestly, can I be honest with you? I have a Secret Santa at the end of this week.
Oh.
Like, with my chapter brothers and stuff.
Okay.
And I haven't bought anything.
Okay. So... How's it like? Well, obviously you can't say who you have, but what have you been thinking so far?
No, like it's like we do it through this app called Elfster, so everybody like can put shit in their wish list. So I'm gonna get him stuff from his wish list.
And we're not sponsored by them, but
soon enough, probably by the next holiday season.
Yep. But I did actually I used it before for a few Secret Santas, and it's honestly helpful because you get to put like your top three things
exactly.
You want.
So I'm just gonna get him something that he wants on Friday. Like I'm gonna wake up early since I work at 4 p.m. I'm just gonna wake up early. Come to the city. It's easier to go to the mall in the city just because there's so
it's
many
right
stores.
There. Yeah.
So I'm gonna just come early to the city, try to find something.
Shit.
I know, bitch, but it's either that or try to Uber to a mall in Jersey, and I'm not doing that.
No.
Like, that's just not happening.
What's the nearest mall close to you? Well, if you want to share.
In Bloomfield, nobody's going to kill me. My
we got shit for them. They're going to bring artists back and never kidnap us.
In Bloomfield, my closest mall will be like Willowbrook Mall.
Okay. Well, I heard that mall's good.
Yeah, but I'm not Ubering to Willowbrook Mall for a $15 shirt.
Girl.
Even though it's not a $15 shirt because the minimum has to be at least
15. Tú le tiras a your friends like, yo, ¿qué lo que tú haces? What you want to do? You want to chill?
No, but my...
The
gift that I have prepared for him is really special.
Okay, damn, I want to know. Give us the... All right, next episode, we'll give some tea.
You don't know.
Bueno, no, la piña está agria este año. Hoy, este año, hay abrazo y beso. That's why I bring hugs and kisses. I bought my nieces some, like, a little bit of clothes, whatever. And then I'm like, fuck, you know, I have to buy my nephew and my other niece. I'm like, there's too many damn kids. And that's another thing. The family needs to understand. That's it. Once you're over 12, your gifts are still questionable.
No, but you know what's funny? Period. I don't know, like, how your family is, but my family really expects me to buy every single person a gift. And it's just like, I'm sorry to break it to you, boo, but that ain't happening. Period.
Well, honestly, now that we're on this topic, though, happy holidays to everyone that's listening. Merry everything. Honestly, this is a show about inclusivity and everything else, but this holiday season just has us broke, and we are not about spending that money. We're about saving the money.
Like, Black Friday, I feel like I never take advantage of it.
Actually,
like, why did I... Oh, my God, we were out on Black Friday.
Where the fuck did we do?
Because we were together Thanksgiving, and then the
next day,
we were out.
We were at...
We were at Zara's.
No, we weren't.
Yes.
Bitch, we went fucking...
We went downstairs. We were shopping with Nicole.
And then we went to the Ritz. Oh, the good old Ritz.
That was the Black Friday shopping.
Black Friday shopped on us because... Well, honestly, this Black Friday... Because the Forever 21, like, down the block was going out of business. So every day I would go and it'd be like 14 days, 13 days. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go in when it says 10 days. 10 days was 40% off. So I went in there. I was, like, racking a couple things up. I went in 2 days later, 70% off.
Why are you going 10 days before? You got to go the day before.
The day before.
We're closing tomorrow. We need everything out.
They didn't
everything
have...
90%. Out. That's what you
have
go.
Shit. They didn't have shit the fucking 10 days out. I was getting over here, like... trying to squeeze into jeans. Them shits were like mediums. I'm like, you think it fits? I'm like...
Like, I'm thick, sis.
I'm like, I think I could lose some weight before I wear these. They were some cute ass... They were like this hunter green and they had like this little like piece.
Has ever happened to you that you like go shopping for something and it's like you find something that is so beautiful and you want it so bad, but it's not your size, but you tell yourself like, I can probably like... I'm gonna buy it because I can probably like lose weight and like in 6 months I'll probably fit into it. I tell myself that like every motherfucking time I go shop for something.
For me... It's lucky if I even try shit on, which
I'm
is
I'm drinking some of this wine.
Oh, drink the wine. We gotta celebrate. But that's my worst thing is the fact that I'll go shopping, whatever, and like I get so hyped. I'm like, oh my god, esa camisa está linda, or whatever, them sneakers. And I don't try shit the fuck on until I get back home and I put them on, and then it's like two size bigger, three size smaller, and I'm like, bueno, like then I have to hold this for Christmas, and this is what someone's getting for Christmas. And I bought it and did it fit me.
Honestly, let's see how this holiday season goes.
Yeah.
The only gift that I'm pressed about is my Secret Santa, because I don't want the reputation of me being a bad gifter. That is like, you know.
Well, speaking of bad gifter, we just did like a little white elephant for my staff holiday.
What does white elephant mean? I
don't know what it means. I don't even know the background of it. But the way that we did it, like, is you pretty much, you get a gift, whatever, you put it in the, like, everyone gets a gift, you wrap it, blah, blah, you put it in the middle of the room. So everyone gets a number, and then once you have that number, let's say I'm number one, I can take a gift from the middle, whatever, and I open it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like someone got me like lingerie, whatever. And let's say you're number two, you either can take the gift that I have, or you can take a new gift from the middle. So then let's say you take the new gift from the middle and you open it, and it's like a calculator, right? And then person number three is like, oh, I want either the lingerie or the calculator. They go and they take the lingerie, so they can steal this lingerie. And then the person that just got the gift stolen from has to pick a new gift from the middle, or they can steal someone else's gift.
So is there some type of regulation, or are people
So you can't switch the gift more than like four times. So let's say that this girl steals the lingerie, and then I steal the lingerie from her after, and then the next person takes it. The fourth person who gets it, it's locked in. So then they're locked in with their gift, and no one can steal it from them. So then it's like good because
that's
it's
so
like
much.
You can kind of like, you know, you'd be like, oh, I kind of want that, or I don't want that. So the best number to have is the number one, because the first person gets to go again at the end, and they get to do the final steal. But I was kind of a shitty gift giver this year because they were like, oh, no big deal, just grab something from your house. I'm like, okay. So I had a empty wine bottle and I painted it, whatever. It was not cute. I like saw the painting online.
You did an arts and crafts, bitch.
Bitch, but listen. They said, well, look at that little ladder right there that says welcome. That's the gift that I got. Did you see? So they said something like, oh, something from your living room, something from your crib. So I'm like, okay, empty wine bottle. Well, I painted
everybody
it.
Everybody was out here.
No, but I pulled up. Bitches had pots and pans. I was like, damn. I was like, that's a new set of pots and pans I could have used. I ended up getting like my first gift that I really got was like an empty, it was a half a gallon of Jim's Beams, like some liquor, dark liquor. And I was like, okay, I was like, I could do this. But then like I saw another gift that I really wanted. I don't think I could talk about it on the air, so let it
rock. Girl, talk about it, girl.
Nah. This is the first episode. This is everyone still getting
people,
to know.
People need to like ease
we need
their
to
way.
Ease into yes, you. Yes, they need I to stalk it. Me on the gram, stalk me on the Twitter once again, Edward_ENT.
Okay, promotion.
But until then, maybe episode 3, 4. Mm-hmm. Just know that I'm here to stay with ya. Mm-hmm. And that's period. That's on that Gucci gang period.
No,
shit.
That's like period poop.
Period poop.
Well, I think that it is time.
Time for what?
For class, sis.
Ring that bell.
With that said, I'm going to go into our first story. And I feel like I've seen this on Twitter, Instagram. I was posting it on my story too. Spotify came out with their 2019 end of the year wrap up. Yes. And everybody's over here posting their top five artists, their top five podcasts,
top songs,
like artists of the decade,
yes.
All of this shit. It was so cute. Thank you to all of the listeners that tagged our page and that the rundown was actually part of their top five podcasts. Like when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, like imagine if I was actually like, if I was taking this serious,
the beginning,
and, like,
girl.
You know, and like I was posting all the time. Like, imagine.
No,
we're
gonna speak that shit into existence.
No, we're not speaking into existence. We're doing it into
period.
Existence. And
period.
That's period.
It's about the action.
It's about the action.
Honestly,
2020.
And I'm happy that Spotify ended up doing it because, not to shade, I was all about Apple. But Apple be fucking swagger jagging sometimes and they be running with
it. Well, we still love Apple and we still love a sponsorship.
No, of course. We all about Apple and all that too.
Like,
you know?
I have an iPhone.
We team iPhone, yeah. Team MacBook out here. Yeah. But they did the same thing too. They were like, oh, like this is your soundtrack from 2015.
They did?
Like, yes. So, and they didn't do that until after Spotify did it. So I was like, oh shit, okay. And I've seen like a few posts that like Spotify speaks on how like Apple kind of like holds them back from being able to like further push their brand. And I actually just saw a post today that like Netflix just signed a contract. I believe they're going to be shooting a series
on
about
Spotify,
the evolution
yes.
of Spotify.
Yes,
so I'm
actually super curious
for that, just because it's like we also have like a lot of streaming services like Tidal, Apple
Which
Music,
I don't
Spotify. I did the whole trial on that, and the reason I liked it was because they had literally every single video of Nicki Minaj that you possibly could
Well,
find.
That's because she signed with them at first.
Well, shit,
and she
like
basically
she
signed all of her stuff to them. Which, okay, so like my evolution, before we get into like who we had on our top five, which
yeah.
I don't honestly remember, but my evolution of like streaming services, I was an iTunes person at first.
Hands
before
out.
All the streaming
all my playlists
services
are still there, yeah.
Like I was an iTunes person, I was the motherfucker that
Well, let's be real, bitch. We was all about that LimeWire.
No, of course. And like then after that was putting too many viruses into my computer, I started doing the whole YouTube download thing. So like putting
MP3.
It into iTunes,
yeah.
Then connecting your iPhone to the iTunes and like syncing the stuff. But then it was like, I'm not bougie. I'm not just gonna put like, some people have some dirty ass songs. Like they will, for example, I would want to download, let's say, Super Bass by Nicki Minaj on my iTunes. I wouldn't just download Super Bass by Nicki Minaj with all, like, I will go and, like, go into iTunes, fix it, put an album art, like, you know, like,
oh,
I will make
yes.
a cue.
Because
like,
then you would have, like, the question mark or
exactly.
just, like, oh, my God, that
so
was the
worst.
So
I was like, you know, I wanted all of my songs to have album art, like, I wanted it to be cute.
Did you have an iPod Touch?
I had an iPod Touch.
Yeah, because that was the time when you could, like, turn it to the side and then all the albums would come up.
Yes.
Like, they don't do that shit no more.
No, they don't.
Oh, they're slacking.
They
Apple, get on that. If this gets to you at some point, some way, somehow, please give us that feature back.
But, like, my whole thing, yeah, so I was just like, you know what, whatever. So I used to have that. Then after I did that, I will say my first streaming service ever was Spotify.
That you paid for.
That I paid for. Mm-hmm. But then I got off Spotify because then Apple Music, because Spotify's been longer than Apple Music.
Yeah, no.
So then Apple Music came out and then it was like, everybody was like, Apple Music, Apple Music, Apple Music.
It was a 3-month trial. It was
on your phone. So I was just like, you know, let me go try Apple Music. Mm-hmm. So then, whatever. And that's then I was crazy. Like, you know what? I actually don't like Apple Music because Apple Music was having a lot of problems with me listening to my music offline. Okay. Like, I needed to be connected to the internet and I was not happy.
You know, it's funny because now when my shit's on Wi-Fi, and I could even try right now, when my shit's on the Wi-Fi and I go to play a song, the first thing that says is like, I don't even know what the fuck it says, but it pretty much does not play. So I have to get off the Wi-Fi to play the song.
Like, I'm not beat.
It's a mission.
So I was just like, I'm going back to Spotify. Then all of these artists decided that they wanted to be paid for their music because all of these streaming services were not paying them for the music that they were streaming. So then they started boycotting Spotify, boycotting all of these streaming services. And then that's when, you know, Queen herself took her artistry and took it to Tidal, and then they all signed that fucking deal with Tidal.
Well,
and then, like, you
even
know,
even before Tidal, was it before Tidal or after Tidal? Because she went to court and she pretty much fought the fact that, like, streaming services should be like, it should count towards like their plays and whatnot. Yeah. So I feel like that was like obviously a game changer, and that's why she's tomorrow is being honored at the Billboard Music Awards as the game changer of the year.
She is,
yes, she's the first, the only woman, a black woman, a female rapper, the queen herself, to be in the Billboard Top 100 with 100 entries.
So, if you didn't know, like, Edward is co-hosting today, but he's also the Nicki Minaj correspondent, so he will be coming with you.
I'm a bar to the day I die.
With all of the Nicki Minaj information. But, I was saying, then that happened, so then I switched back to Apple Music. Mm-hmm. And then I was chilling with the Apple Music, like, all summer 18, I was with Apple Music. And then I was like, you know what? Like,
damn,
I missed
that was
Spotify.
Last year.
Yeah, like, I was just...
Okay.
Team Apple Music last
year. Of course.
So then I was just like, you know what? Like, I miss Spotify. I miss the playlist. I love the fact that with Spotify, I learned about new music. Mm. Like, I could be playing a song, and if my playlist was done and I didn't have no more songs to play, it would just play songs that they thought I would like because of my playlist. So I fucked with it. I was like, I'm learning about new songs and new artists through Spotify. So I was like, I'm staying with Spotify.
The only thing... And it was not a problem because I got Spotify around 2015. It was like my first year in college. And I'm for sure, I could promise you that they used to have the lyrics up. Like,
yes!
Right? Thank you. I'm not fucking crazy.
Yes.
And then they took them off.
I don't know why. And that's the only thing that I honestly miss
Apple Music.
Apple Music.
Because now Apple Music, I have both. And I'm not being I also have Amazon, but I'm also a broke bitch, so don't be fooled.
I have Amazon because it comes with Amazon Prime. So
yeah.
But nobody's listening to Amazon.
Because they'd be like, oh, gotta pay over here extra for unlimited. Yeah. Bitch, no, just play the fucking song.
Yeah,
the song.
No.
But with Apple Music, now they have like, the lyrics come up and they change as the song goes. But it's still like Spotify has the transitions. They have the daily playlist. You have every single fucking podcast you want to find on there.
No, the transitions just, I love the fact that like, I can like, legit like cut into songs without the song totally ending. Like my next song is already starting 5 seconds into my current song.
And even like the, like,
oh my god, my
I have premium.
It's falling.
And like the premium account is like everything I could fucking ask for. But even before I had premium, I had the free account. That shit still bopped. It still gave me the transition. Like, not transition, but it gave like good mixes of what I wanted. Like,
the
you
only thing I don't like about the free account, of course, is the fact that like you can pick your own songs, whatever. You have to listen to it very Pandora style.
But it says, listen to this ad for 30 seconds and you got 30 minutes of music for free.
No, that's true.
Come on, Pandora wasn't doing that
for
us.
If we're on a budget, that's definitely the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
It was definitely
the
way to go.
And if push comes to shove, you always got to go to YouTube.
So who were your top five?
All right, my top five, I mean, let's be for real.
Number
one, Nicki, of course. Honestly, let me pull up the rest of them. But I was surprised and I wasn't surprised because when I was reading my thing, it gave me a rundown pretty much of like how my music changed throughout the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh shit, like, you know, that's something you would kind of never really think about. But we're gonna read this down. So, all right. So it says throughout the winter, pretty much like it changed, whatever. I was listening to Ariana, more like depressing shit. Spring was more Beyonce. The summer still Ariana, but Megatron took the fucking crown.
Yeah.
And then in the fall, I was listening to more like lo-fi beats, more like life hacks, and podcasts. But my one lucky artist was Nicki Minaj, and you already know that that's not in. And I really like the way that they like promoted this, the way that they made it like
it was
like
cute.
An Instagram story.
It was cute.
But my top artists were Nicki Minaj, number two Ariana Grande, number three Beyonce, and that right there is my holy trinity. I love Rihanna, like I give her respect and everything that she does. But this is my holy trinity. Like this is that.
But since we are the holy trinity is Beyonce, Rihanna, and Nicki.
But will they ever collab? A day we have to fucking wait for, because the day that promo goes out,
if Beyonce and Nicki came together, I believe that Beyonce, Nicki, and Rihanna can come together.
From rumors and that I've seen and heard, I don't know any of the truth of this, but I hear that Rihanna and Beyonce are not fans of each other. And obviously everyone knows that.
That's
like,
what
Rihanna and Nicki tampoco, because of the whole like beef. It was not even beef, but like I think Party Next Door was saying that like he wrote a song, a rap for Nicki, and then Nicki was like, oh, he must be talking about Work by Rihanna. And then ever since then, we've never seen no collab, no communication.
For real? I didn't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then one time on Queen Radio, someone called and they're like, oh, are you cool with Rihanna? And she just like hung up. She was like, child, like, get out of here. But Nicki was not off that, so she was like, bye. So I don't know if she was just like laughing at it or whatnot. But yeah, so it's Nicki, Ariana, Beyonce, of course, the new bitch in town, Megan Thee Stallion. Lizzo, no. I'm sorry, I can't.
No, Megan Thee Stallion, of course, but I thought you were gonna talk about Lizzo.
Well, she actually just was freaking announced
Artist of the Year by Time.
How do you feel? I'm not like cute, but her time is not there yet.
I don't know if like she's the artist of the year. Like I definitely think she's a personality of the year.
Yeah.
Most definitely. But I feel as though like, does she really have that many songs out?
I mean, she has a few albums.
I feel like she has an EP and like whatever, but I don't know.
I don't know. It's different because I think it was for the Billboard Music Awards. Like Billie Eilish was honored, and I feel like she's been like killing it. Like she has been doing her shit.
Billie Eilish definitely has.
So I mean, I'm not, and they're two different styles. Like I'm not gonna lie, like Lizzo definitely has had her come up, but I think like on a grand scale for Artist of the Year, I feel like she just blew up like honestly in June, and I feel like only 6 months. Like we've seen this already. Like we see these rappers boom to the top, or like these artists, because I don't believe she's a rapper, I believe she's an entertainer and an artist. Yeah. We see them boom to the top, and
people
then it's
call
like
her a rapper.
I mean, that's what they claim. We not claiming that here.
Okay.
And then my last person, honestly, I love this person, and hopefully one day we'll be able to interview them or just have a chat with them. But I fucking love me some Russ.
Who is that?
Oh my god, no, you gotta get put the fuck
I'm
on.
I'm on cultures.
No, okay, so Russ, he's a rapper, and honestly, I'm not gonna flex, like, I need to do more research on his, like, entire and the background, but it was this one interview that he did with Joe Budden that really got me intrigued to him, like, his thought process, the way he thinks, and it's like, I'm always a fan of the underdog, like, and I feel like when I fell in love with Russell's and everyone was like, oh, how is Russ going platinum? Like, I ain't hear one single song. I'm like, fuck are you, like, one of my biggest arguments is if you have Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, any source of like internet that you can listen to free music and you are only streaming the same 7 artists, what the fuck are you doing with
That's
like
true.
With your payment? Like expand, and it's kind of like you said, it gives you sometimes like that playlist would end and it will give you a random song and you would listen to it. So it's like I like to discover new music, and at that moment I just kind of discovered Russ, and like I love his verses, I love his bars, I love his flow, and I love the fact that like he literally produces everything. Like he's dropped 11 mixtapes. Well, not 11 mixtapes, but 11 like productions of his own shit. And I feel like not everyone's doing that nowadays. So a lot of people just chase kind of like the clout, let it run out, and they don't care. I feel like a lot of people are in and out for the money. And you can hear his passion.
For me, from what I remember, which was very surprisingly, Ariana Grande was my top, like, from my top 5, Ariana Grande was my first one. And I was like,
wow,
like, I really listened to a lot of Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was surprised, but I was, like, not surprised.
What's
Breathing.
Your favorite? Breathe. Oh, gets like, us through a fucking long day of work.
Like, when I love, like, I just go in the shower and I play and I'm just like, yes, sis, I am breathing. Like, just keep breathing and breathing. Like,
let's take 3 seconds. Everyone, a deep breath with us. 1, 2.
Like, Ariana singing that was legit singing into my motherfucking soul. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's what I really appreciate about her.
Yes.
And honestly, I didn't really recognize how much Ariana I was listening to until Spotify pointed the fuck out that all year I was listening to
Thank
her.
Thank you, Spotify.
After that, I remembered it was Ariana. Then I also had in that list, I had Hillsong, which is, like, my church. And they have, like, albums on Spotify. So I was like, I know that was because I have, like...
Okay, church.
Because I have, like, my own playlist, like when I'm feeling gospel, I'm like, I need to listen to my church music, get me in that mood, you know.
When you're
like,
what do you usually listen to
in the morning? Like whenever I'm going somewhere, like I want to have a good mood for. Okay. I feel as though like that always puts me in a good mood. So
that's
it's like
perspective to have.
That's why I try to always listen to it on my way to work because I don't want to come in cranky to work.
Okay.
So I feel as though that always has me in a good mood. So that was Hillsong United was there.
Take that tip.
Lizzo was there, but it's because I literally play the same 3 songs from Lizzo that I literally love.
Which are?
Tooth Hurts.
Okay.
The one that what is it? Juice.
Okay.
Juice is what. Juice is
one. Oh, I'm not my head tied. Da-da-da-da. I'm good as hell. No, not
Juice is like. Oh my god.
No, that's good as fuck. That's good as hell. What the hell?
That's good as hell. That's one of them though. Good as hell. Truth Hurts, and then Juice is the one that is like,
How does it go?
I know the lyrics, but it's,
what are the lyrics?
It's like, long hair, you got it.
I don't know.
Am I told that I'm out here getting cute?
Okay.
All right. That one.
Okay.
That one.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay, we on the same page now.
So, Lizzo was there because I literally pick all those songs all the time. So, Lizzo was there. Adele was there because Adele is just my favorite artist, point blank, in the period.
Word. I stand.
That's my favorite artist, like, across all platforms, across all genres, across
she's,
everything.
She's probably number 4 because she hasn't dropped a little bit. But she's coming soon, I hear.
No, she's coming soon. And, like, when she comes, she comes. Like, when she comes, you know she's here.
Shit. So it's a lot of artists are about to come through 2020.
Yeah, but when she comes,
the ground,
she
nuts.
Like, so, and then I'm honestly forgetting my other person. Mm-hmm. But But just the fact that Ariana Grande was my top one, I was just like, wow, I really listened to a lot of Ariana Grande.
Happy. Hopefully he's finding that inner peace. And if not, the truth always comes out. So.
Well, enough with the Spotify. We can move on into our next story. So this one is one that has been on and popping like the whole week. Everybody keeps talking about it. It's so funny on Twitter. And like just seeing the Twitter replies on it. So as many of you know, Brother Nature got jumped at the beginning of the
Brother
week.
Nature.
Brother Nature. So Brother Nature, whose real name is Kelvin Pena. I think he's Dominican. He might be Dominican.
No, he's definitely Dominican.
Oh, okay. Because Kelvin Pena is like... 100% Dominican,
like straight off the
islands. Dominican, like, toxic, like, you know, like...
Like, he's gonna ruin your life.
Yeah, he's gonna ruin your life and his dick is good.
Kelvin Peña.
Like, Kelvin Peña. That means his dick is good and he's Dominican. And he's toxic.
And of course.
So he was in Miami doing a beach cleanup less than a month after contracting a deadly form of malaria.
We love a good charity work.
a good charity work where you also contract a disease. Love it. Shocking video shows him being violently assaulted. The man who allegedly assaulted the YouTuber, a Twitter user by the name of @FatDabGM, shared the videos of the attacks. While the attacker is not black, that man can be heard repeatedly calling Brother Nature a N-word as he stomps on his head.
I think that's honestly too where, like, he crossed the line where, like, he's stomping. Not only was the person who, like, who is it, Fat Dab dash GMN, he was a non-black, you know, person. But then to stomp on someone's head, like, you know, like, that's
like he
just,
was,
like,
yeah, like you didn't, you, coming, did, you like, didn't need to stomp on his head.
Yeah, no,
you did not
definitely.
Need to stomp on his head. So he was calling him the N-word while he was stomping on his head. And he says, I just beat the dog shit out of Brother Nature in the sandwichery.
Yeah.
In the sandwich shop. The man said in a now deleted tweet, Brother Nature took it upon himself to get in front of the media by tweeting, I know there's a video out of me getting jumped. Everyone in the pizza shop literally just watched with their phones out and did nothing. Oh, well. Shrugs. Oof. Sharks in the morning.
I have
our thoughts about it, but
I have
then
so many like thoughts.
So
on
then
this.
I have some new research on it, and like
yes, because you saw the updated video,
yeah,
correct? Okay,
I saw the updated video. So basically, the owner of the sandwich shop decided to take it upon himself to also release the full length video of the cameras that caught everything. And basically, he was saying how Brother Nature was with this girl, and he felt that this guy, the guy that actually beat him, he said that. The guy was recording Brother Nature, and Brother Nature got mad over the fact that the guy was recording him.
Okay.
So, like, you know, like...
Who he thought he was, Beyonce with the non-disclosures?
Like, first of all, I hate all of these people that are not actual celebrities, that are, like, Instagram influencers.
I mean, shit, he's a...
Or YouTubers.
Yeah, he's a...
But, like, if he's not in a celebrity in the sense of, like, he's not an artist, he's not a movie... Like, you know, he's not, like, a artist-based celebrity. He's an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a YouTuber. And, like, I hate when YouTubers...
More, like, internet personality,
like,
overall.
You know, like, an internet person. I hate when internet personalities get cocky and, like, they start acting bougie. Mm-hmm. Like, sis, remember when you had no followers?
Yeah.
Like, let's remember to... Let's take it back then.
Shit.
So, don't be bougie. Like, if I walk into a pizza shop and I have people recording me, I'll be like, go ahead.
Take the promo.
Take the... Like, what? I'll be flattered.
And I think too, like, you could, and I mean, I don't know what happens in his like back life or whatnot, but you could also tell, like, not that he's not putting his money where it needs to be, but like, I feel like with the quote unquote clout and like that fame that he already has, because he has numbers, he does numbers, he should kind of get a management team to like manage, like,
yeah,
for you to go, yeah, which is dope that he went ahead on Twitter and was like, yo, like, I know this video's out here. He kind of spoke and like he spoke his truth before anything popped
up. But he's not thinking about it. It's just him. He doesn't have a team behind him that is telling him this is how you should handle this situation.
Yeah, but it's like at this day and age, you need to have your brand.
No, you have to have a team. You have to have a team.
Yeah, like
you have to have a team. So the person, the owner of the shop, basically said that Brother Nature got mad that this guy was recording him, and then Brother Nature came up to the guy and was violent with the guy, basically telling him, stop recording, give me the phone, give me the phone, give me the phone. Mm-hmm. So then the guy was basically like, no, motherfucker, I'm not giving you the phone, and then blah, and then Brother Nature got dropped.
I mean, shit.
So then it's like, we're hearing all of this, you know, everything's allegedly.
Allegedly.
Everything's allegedly.
Everything's allegedly.
So since all of these are allegedly statements coming out from everybody, I just feel as though, like, I can see both sides where this guy, like, the whole thing, when I first heard about it, Brother Nation getting jumped, it just didn't make sense to me. I was just like, how is he getting jumped? Why?
He's so unproblematic, too.
Everybody on Twitter is like, Brother Nation is the most happiest person on earth. How can he get jumped? Da, da, da.
And, anyone can paint anything on social media.
But then this is why I believe the other story, because I feel as though it is true. How can Brother Nature, someone that expressed so much positivity and so much good into the world and into the environment, how can he get jumped? How?
I don't know.
If you're being a bitch and you're being rude and you're telling someone to put the phone down and give me your phone.
But thing too, it's like the same way that we defend like our fucking top icons that we root for. Like, we're like, no, but that person's a regular person. They're a normal person. Like,
yeah, but he isn't
a
top.
He's not an A-lister either. So it's
but
like,
they need to know. They need to know to be respectful.
Or what if he was with the side chick? Let's think like that. What if he was with Shoddy? Shoddy number 7 that's not supposed to be there, you know, and he didn't want Shoddy
well, let me break
to come through and see anything.
If you're fucking Brother Nation, let me break it to you right now. He's probably fucking other people.
True that.
I don't know if you just heard the top of the story. His name is Kelvin Pena. Kelvin Pena is definitely fucking
he's
multiple
toxic,
women.
He's toxic. Period.
He's definitely fucking
Kelvin Toxic Pena.
Like, Kelvin Pena is fucking multiple women. Let me break it to you. I'm sorry if you're in love with Brother Nation. It is what it is.
Give it up.
But what I'm saying is, I honestly, I'm going to go on the record. I don't believe Brother Nation.
Why not?
I don't. I just think.
Talk your shit.
I just feel as though after the owner of the shop came out and said he was being violent too, and he was getting crazy, and it just happened that this guy had the hands, and he did it.
Yeah, I mean, he did have the hands. Also, that was promo for their store. Like, they could make money. They could start selling fucking t-shirts.
Like, they could start selling, like, Brother Nature sandwiches, or, like, beat me down. Like, you know, like,
beat me down sandwich. Well, I don't know if he has his name, like, trademark or anything, but or they definitely could run with some shit like that. But
it's just crazy. Like, I think celebrities and internet personalities need to really, really, really be careful how they interact with the world. They think that because they're internet personalities and they're celebrities, things may not happen to them. But you might meet the wrong motherfucker that is going to put the paws on you. Sure. So breathe, sis. And, like, take life, like,
bitch, take it and appreciate it.
Yeah, like, you know, like, don't be.
Because you don't want to be like R. Kelly. I'm fighting for my life!
That is a great segue into our next story.
And that brings us into our next story.
So
this dusty motherfucker.
I fucking hate it. So R. Kelly's ex-wife wants nothing to do with the Surviving R. Kelly follow-up. So I don't know if you guys know, but Surviving R. Kelly was
I saw it.
You saw it? Mm-hmm. I couldn't send it.
No.
Like, I saw clips. I could not send the whole thing.
I had to. And it's because kind of like, I'm very big on, this is kind of a side note, it's like, if something rubs me the wrong way, and I was taught this by one of my favorite professors, McCann, and she always said, if something offends you, sit back and think about why it offends you, and then think about how you felt about it and why you're offended pretty much overall. Mm. So that's what I kind of did with all this. Like, I was sitting there and I was like furious. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Of course.
Everything was like evidently there. Like, it was like, come on, my people. Like, and y'all are letting him get away. And like, we also have to think about the time that it was, like, you know, right now is like everyone's putting on the flaunt of like, oh, like the Harvey Harvey Weinstein. And like they're bringing a lot of those conversations up. So I think that's why this blew up around that time. And it was like projected the way it was, or presented the way it was. But I believed every single thing about it. And it was hard to sit there and like, you know,
I definitely believe all of the accusers. I definitely believe all of the women. I love the fact that that documentary came out, because it was needed. Mm-hmm. It was needed. We needed to see
these
people.
That's what I'm saying. You have to watch it.
But we also needed to see... But what I love about the documentary is also the fact that it documents people that are on his side. Mm-hmm. So we also need to see that. We also need to see the people that 100%. Are coming out and like supporting this man that are blinded to like his behavior.
No,
so
but it's like it was multiple times. Like the one part where it spoke about like him and Aaliyah. Like Aaliyah was literally 15 years old. Like how the flying
and that was okay.
No.
Like that was okay back then. Like it was like literally like everybody knew.
No.
And now like I don't know if you saw, but there was reports that now R. Kelly is even being charged with bribery. A bribery charge is being added to his like list of charges.
The many.
Because he actually bribed the judge to get a fake ID for Aaliyah when she wasn't of age, so that he could like take her places.
Shit. So they had like the records and everything.
So like now he's being charged with bribery.
Like, that shit's up. Like give it up. Like he should like. By everything that came out, and you know, if it was to be that this shit is all made up and scripted,
I don't know,
like
no way.
That'd be fucking crazy.
No,
you know, like
no,
whoever made this story, like shit.
His wife was part of the first documentary that came out, like the part one of Surviving R. Kelly, and she was part of it because she wanted to tell her story. She wanted to be part of the momentum, and I appreciate it and I commend her. And you go, sis, because that was hard for her to do.
Definitely.
However, she's now coming out saying that she has nothing to do with the second part of Surviving R. Kelly. While Drea Kelly, ex-wife of the disgraced R&B star R. Kelly, was a willing participant in the part one of Lifetime's Surviving R. Kelly documentary, she's denying any affiliation with its follow-up, calling a new trailer of the second doc misleading. Drea, she's 45 years old, believes Lifetime, which is the network that is producing the R. Kelly documentary, purposely included a clip from her segment in the first documentary in order to promote the second, which she now wants to distance herself from, according to TMZ.
Well, wait, hold on. Pause there. So, there's a second one coming out?
So, there's a second one coming out.
Oh, and I have not heard of that.
I think she's probably... The more we read into the story, I think she's not involved with the second one, but they're using clips from the first one to promote the second one. And she's basically saying, like, I have nothing to do with the second one. Like, I don't know why you guys are using my clip.
Well, they're not... That's good for her for standing up in front of that. Obviously, you sign contracts for all this shit, so it's like they probably have the rights to like, hey, we can use this clip and whatnot, mm-hmm. wherever we want. My only thing is like, I wonder why they're doing it. Are they doing it now for the numbers? Are they doing it now for the money?
New information.
No,
like,
but the real gag is, why is she now not want to be part of part two? Like, is he holding her hostage? Like,
I mean,
there's
like,
so many questions.
She probably just wants to like be done with the whole R. Kelly thing. Okay. Like, you know, she probably just like
she's
wants
done
like you know like
a dead horse.
It's like. I already said everything I had to say in this, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing else. And, like, at this point, it's like, I'm done saying what I have to say. Like, I literally said my entire story in the first documentary. Like, I just want to be done and live my life and try to get some type of, like, positivity and, like, happiness into my life at this point. So, the mother of three reportedly had many grievances with the network regarding the initial doc, saying executives ignored her request by reaching out to her children and family members about part two. She also feels Lifetime failed to properly care and provide support for the victims who have already come forward.
Okay, I respect her for that.
Like, you're not going to use my story for your network and for your ratings, but then you're not going to provide no type of protection or security. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to use me for a documentary that you're going to exploit on the media...
And for money. This all comes back to money. Let's be real.
So, but also, like, move me into a house in California mm-hmm. with high security where I feel safe to tell my story and, like, live my life.
Well, and not that I don't believe that they deserve, like, top security, but what do you think would be one of those things that would happen? Do you think, like, maybe different offenders would come in and try to like, you know, do same actions that he did, or as allegedly as he did.
I don't think it's like that they're scared that other people are gonna try to do the same thing that R. Kelly did to them. I think that it's like, because we see through these documentaries that he has so much power
too.
And he had so many people working in the inside.
That's true.
They're scared.
Yeah,
they're scared
no,
that somehow,
I'm
even,
not
though,
taking that away from
even
them, yeah.
though that they're in the outside and they got out, they're scared that somehow they can still end up in that like situation where they're being like his wife, like in the first documentary, I don't know if you said you saw it, she talks about how like she was like slaved, like she was not allowed to eat in her own home. Like, that's crazy. Yeah.
And I just want everyone out here, like, listening. So, it's like, I'm always going to be giving, like, the devil's advocate opinion. Of like, course. The other side. Doesn't mean that I agree with it. It's just I want to, you know, challenge each other's thoughts and of challenge course, your thoughts. Course. So, feel free to comment on what you believe and what you have heard
like,
as well.
Let us know. But I feel as though, like, honestly, I can go on the record and saying that this is a very blanket statement. Like, R. Kelly is a pig. Like, point blank in the period.
Oh, no.
Like, that is proven. That is, like, yeah, for sure. You know, like, we're waiting for the court to, like, put him.
Exactly.
Like, rot him in jail.
But no. And this is a side note and maybe another fucking topic for another day. But how the fuck is George Zimmerman still fucking out? But back to this. We'll regress.
No. I digress from that one.
Okay.
But I digress. I digress not to just digress and let it go. I digress to like bring it up in another episode.
We gotta do our research.
So she says she has no involvement, did not approve any footage or stills of her likeness, and is not actively promoting nor consulting the follow-up series, reads a statement from Drea's rep. Kelly accuser Leah Van Allen is also distancing herself from the second doc, telling TMC she was disappointed in how the network handled the subject matter. Surviving R. Kelly, The Reckoning, will examine the fall of R. Kelly's career following the first doc's premiere last January.
So
the second part is basically supposed to show how R. Kelly's career has fallen after the first...
But who gives a fuck?
Like,
who gives a fuck about
like,
that?
Like, literally, like, no one cares.
Like, that's it. We're done.
Like, we're happy it happened to him. He abused women. So, yeah, like, the last thing that can happen to him is that his fucking songs are pulled from all of these fucking platforms and that nobody fucks with him.
No,
okay.
No, but once again, was it Spotify that, like, ended up taking him off the platform first?
No, like, literally, I think it was Spotify that took him off the platform first, but then everybody, like...
Was done.
Even, I'm not even gonna lie, I want to be truthful when it comes to everything, and I don't want to, on air, I don't want to be living a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my friends that there was an R. Kelly song that I really, 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 really liked, that it was with Lady Gaga, Do What You Want to My Body, which now that I'm listening, when I listen to his part of the song, I'm like, wow, like,
no, but all his
you're
songs.
A pervert,
yeah.
You're a pervert, like, yeah. I can see your behavior, so... That was one of my favorites. Like, it is still to this day one of my favorite songs. And Lady Gaga went ahead and recorded it. And because it was such a bop from her album, Art Pop, she went ahead and...
And at that time, too, it was like R. Kelly. Like, it's like you have those artists that once they put their name onto it, it's like your shit automatically
exactly.
Like, be that
also,
shit.
Also, but Lady Gaga didn't need that because Lady Gaga is Lady Gaga.
Oh, no. Lady Gaga is Lady Gaga.
She's like the mother of gays. But at the same time,
I was
it's
never
like,
into Lady Gaga. I would just... Not never, because I was all about, like, let's play a love game. I was all about that. But I feel like art... No, even Art Pop. Like, I still stand from a distance.
Lady Gaga, when I decided that I wanted to stand was when she came out with Born This Way. It spoke to me so much, at a human level.
How so?
Just because, like, I needed people to understand that I was born this way. And
talk
that's
shit.
It.
Talk your shit, sis.
So I was just like, the fact that this artist is legit, like... singing what I'm thinking, it's like I stand like that's
course.
It like you like that's
no and I think that's too like the way that song was able to impact you and you're like damn like I relate where I feel better same thing like with breathing and so on and so forth. I think too it kind of like we need to like take a moment to like and obviously right now we don't have like this huge impact to like make this known but it's still our message. I'm not really a fan about how like these artists are like promoting like oh I pop a perk then I drink a bottle and it's like damn then I go out to my car and I fuck a model bars out here but I'm not a rapper though. EP coming soon.
Ooh.
But nah, like I think it's kind of crazy that it's just like we keep promoting this and we keep seeing like constant deaths and deaths and may he rest in peace Juice WRLD and as well as Mac Miller and all the many other like rappers and like artists that have been passing away but it's like the message that people are putting, the artists are putting in their song are like, you know, their true experience. So it's like, if we do go back to
this
music.
So I appreciate those artists that like use their music to empower and like talk about like a low moment and like feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like just feeling better from like coming from, that's why Born This Way, like Born This Way is one of my favorite songs.
No.
But back to the R. Kelly situation. Honestly, this documentary, like this follow-up documentary, part two of Surviving R. Kelly, I don't know if I'm going to watch. Like I said, I didn't watch every episode of the first one, so I'm probably most definitely not going to watch this one. And also, like, I don't know. Like, I don't like the fact that Lifetime is trying to milk a cow for money. And this is what I feel like, you know what? Like, honestly, this is negative vibes, and I'm just not even, like, I'm not even.
And I don't really think it's necessary for us to know or understand the downfall of his career. I feel like at this point, what we should be doing is like they should have taken the opportunity and been like how they gave resources to these women or
exactly.
how you can change your life after such a situation. Because obviously, right now I don't have the statistics, but many women or many people, because that's another like a thing is like we think only women get sexually assaulted or sexually abused, and it's like it happens to many people, and it's like how about we like promote our you know what we're doing, the resources that these people have, and how they can change their life afterwards. And I think too is just like it's obviously with time it's gonna happen, but hopefully we see it sooner than later, and hopefully with a new president, because this one needs to get the impeached. He's not our president, he's not my president, he's not hopefully no one listening's president, but my man needs to get impeached. And this takes us right into our portion on politics, so take it away.
So you already know we already have a portion of politics on every episode. In this segment, we're talking about the impeachment hearings and how I don't know if my podcast is a podcast that is listened to by a lot of young people, a lot of my friends, a lot of my friends' friends. Now, a lot of us don't have the time to, like, you know, get our political knowledge every day. Like, you know, a lot of us don't know what's going on in Washington every day, and that's okay, because a lot of us live a busy life, and honestly it's very hard to consume.
But that's what they want us.
No, that's what they want us, like, they want us to be uneducated, because like that it's easier for us, it's easier for them to control us.
Yeah,
because people that are smart, there's no way for you to control a smart person.
That's right.
That's why they always try to keep slaves dumb. They didn't want
knowledge
them to learn.
Power.
They didn't want them to learn them to read. They didn't want them to learn how to fucking write, because they wanted them to. They want to keep them dumb, because if a person doesn't know how to do these things, then you can control them. So, I urge and challenge millennials to get involved in politics. And when I say get involved in politics, I don't mean run for office. I mean just Google like what's going on. Watch the news, even if it's boring.
And not just Google, but like using multiple resources too. You
like
know what I mean?
Important.
It's like, and I think
lucky
like,
for you, the rundown is one of your resources, but
boom.
Like, it's important.
No, and I feel like too, like quick side notes, we better go on that tangent. It's like we literally have the world in our pocket. Like,
literally,
I understand, yes, you shouldn't want to get all your message and all your media, like, information from just one source of media, but you do have your Twitter, you do have your Instagram, and if you want to kick it old school, you got your newspaper, you know? Those are credible sources, so.
And, like, if you don't have the time to, like, consume through TV or through looking up articles yourselves or things like that, follow all of these pages on Instagram. A lot of people post, a lot of these pages post news all the time. Even follow us on Instagram. We're always posting things, breaking news, things that are happening
right
that we feel like you should know. So always just follow, like, you'll see it on your TL. Like, it takes 3 seconds to follow all of these platforms on Instagram. But like I said, impeachment hearings, you already know the Democrats are trying to impeach Donald Trump. And they're starting their impeachment hearings. There, we heard testimony from a various group of people, professors, Donald Trump staffers,
staffers,
like literally people that have worked with him. So basically what they're trying to prove is that Donald Trump has committed impeachable offenses. So when they can prove that he has committed impeachable offenses, that's the way for them to impeach him. So basically,
they started a while back, but on Sunday, that's definitely when they were getting, like, preparing.
So on Sunday, what they did was that the lawyers, after all of the testimony was given out and the House heard all of the testimony, now it was time for the lawyers to come together and prepare, like, a statement and, like, roll out their evidence.
Okay.
So both sides rolled out their evidence, and now they're debating the evidence that was rolled out. So basically they're saying Donald Trump should be impeached because boom, 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 boom. And now the House and the representatives are debating all of these evidence to see if this is something, you know, when you with anything you have to debate and discuss. So they're debating and discussing all of this evidence, and then later supposedly we're supposed to get a vote by before Christmas and a vote to impeach the president. So we should know whether Donald Trump is gonna be impeached of his presidency by Christmas.
Bitch, that would be the gift of the motherfucking year. The gift that keeps on giving. But my only thing is I feel like it hasn't been, like, not promoted, but and not to also compare. But if Obama had the simplicity of having a mistress or have had sex with a porn star, my man would have been, and, like, God forbid, but decapitated. Like, it
Honey,
really would have been blown
if Obama,
up.
If Obama even had the audacity to call a Mexican a rapist, shit. And a thug. You really think we'll be speak like you really think no. about like come on now.
No, it's crazy. And like, I feel like that's why it hasn't it's really crazy though.
Not only that, but like one of the main things that the Democrats are holding against Donald Trump is the fact that he basically threatened a foreign government, mm-hmm. So basically Ukraine, he threatened Ukraine with withholding aid from Ukraine because he wanted Ukraine to get intelligence on Joe Biden, who is his running mate right now.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is running for president, as we know, mm-hmm. for the Democratic side. So he basically told Ukraine, I need you to get me information on Joe Biden that I can use against him. And if you don't get me this information, I am not going to send you that aid that you need for your military.
That's fucking crazy.
So that's an article of impeachment. So that's the reason why the Democrats are in the impeachment hearings, because they're trying to prove the fact that that is something a president should get impeached for.
The proof is fucking there in so many areas.
But there's a phone call that he basically admits to that. So they're like, everything's there. Now it's just things need to roll out and see how it happens.
Well, let's hope everything works. But the reason why
a lot of millennials are asking, well, if he gets impeached, then we get Mike Pence. Sure. And how is that better? So the reason why it's so important for the Democrats to impeach Donald Trump is if he gets impeached, he will not be able to run again for president. Sorry to break it to you, I feel it in my heart, if he runs, he will win. Because
you know,
in 2016, we learned that America is still racist.
But yes, I agree with that entire statement, but we also have to keep in fact, 3,000 people fucking wrote in Harambe. Also, we had split votes. I understand, like, we all have, like, the opportunity and the freedom to, like, pick whatever we want. Like, vote for whoever we want. A lot of people were not voting because they're like, I'm not voting for Hillary. Or I'm not voting for
Hillary
Trump.
Well, Hillary won the popular vote by millions of votes more than Donald Trump. But it's the Electoral College, the institution. Mm. We already say the system is not made for us.
Yeah.
The system is made for the white man. And I'm scared that if he runs again, the system is going to favor him again.
And it's like, great. And we sit here, and I sit here today, and I'm like, it's impossible. Like, I feel like that 2016 election opened
your eyes.
I mean, I hope that it opened so many
cried.
People. Like,
I
oh,
honestly
no.
cried because when time, I usually go to sleep. Elections, when they're counting votes, it takes a long time for them to count the votes all across the country. So you usually go to sleep and wake up the next day to find out who the president is. So I honestly went to sleep thinking Hillary got this in the bag. Like, Hillary got this in the bag. She, like, who would elect Donald Trump? Yeah,
no.
I woke up the next day. Donald Trump has been announced as a spread. I was just like,
no, literally.
What?
Oh my God. You're just taking
like,
me back right now.
I cannot believe that was happening.
100%.
So to me, it's just like, I cannot be dumb and say that this cannot happen again because now we see his true colors. No, we see his true colors, but we also see America.
Mm.
We also
America's true color, and that shit's fucking white.
Exactly.
I think too, though, because like that was a rough time. Like, that's why you saying that shit brought me back right to my fucking room, because at that time I was a resident assistant, and all my residents, like most of my residents, were like Trump supporters, and a lot of people were like, "Oh my gosh, like that must be such a hard experience for you." If anything, it taught me honestly to like handle like you know other people's
that's
opinions, and it was able for me like they were able to understand like because that's my thing, right? Let's say if I'm a Trump supporter, or let's say you're a Trump supporter, and I come here and like you explain yourself to me, and I'm like, rah 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 from the jump, and I'm not listening to you. You're, why the fuck do you want to listen to me? Like, what do I have that you want to listen to me? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that you have to agree with my statement, but just hear me out. And that's what I did for them. I listened to them because at the end of the day, I was giving them a service as a resident assistant and not as you
and
know,
you also
my personal.
Cannot discriminate because
exactly.
of their party.
But then when it did happen and like the elections popped off, whatever, and we got the results, because even though the results weren't confirmed until the next day, like my residents, for me being able to have that conversation with them, they came to my room and they're like, hey, like, are you okay? And I was literally sitting there like crying because I was just like, damn, like I sat there and I was like, this is a joke. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to wake up and like this motherfucker is going to come out that it was like he was just running for fun, or that like it was like something like something wrong. Like there was a glitch in the system. Like I'm thinking, you know, for hope. I'm hoping for the best. And we're still here today. And unfortunately, this is America's truth right now.
But yeah, so
hopefully
better days come. I really hope that the vote that goes is the vote for America. What is that speaking?
That's the Bluetooth speaker is still connected. I got the
answer. Can she shut up?
Okay, we're gonna tell Alexa to shut up.
Can she be quiet? She's trying to get into the podcast. I get it.
She's trying to cackle with us.
But like, sis, like, can take a breather. Only two co-hosts today. So that's what's going on right now in Washington. We're watching the impeachment hearings. We will have a lot of updates on the Instagram page. So make sure that you're following us at the Official Rundown Podcast to know more about what's going on in Washington and the impeachment and Donald Trump and yada, yada, yada.
And throughout this all, we have our own opinions, but we also want to hear yours. So feel free to comment under, share it to a friend, have them comment. And if you don't share it or don't want to comment under because you don't feel comfortable or maybe your job doesn't allow you to, take this opportunity to have this conversation with your friends and your family members. I know it's a touchy topic sometimes for us to have these conversations.
But they have to be
happy. We need to have these conversations. And number one thing, too, is like, if someone is having this conversation and they might have an opposing view that you might not have, like, just hear them out. Because eventually, you know, in their shoes, in their eyes, you have the opposing view and you want them to listen to you. So I know sometimes it could be a little rough sitting there having
and
to like gut it through.
It's interesting to see how people think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have conversations about politics and things like that in a group chat with like my brothers and sisters all the time. And it's so funny how like you really think you know people and then they say certain thing and you're like, oh, that's really how you think? Like, I'm surprised that you think like that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's 2019. We're both 22 years old, but you think like a white 67-year-old man. Like, that's interesting.
But a lot of things too come just from parenting. Like, or not parenting, but background and experience and whatnot. So it's like, prior to, like, you know, I can't relate to your experience maybe, or maybe someone else can't relate to ours, but I think that's very dope to see, like, how our day and age. Because I'm thinking that by the time that we have kids, like, we're going to have the most fucking like unique motherfuckers. Like, there's not gonna be like no like, oh, this is this type of person. Like, no, that's just that person. Like, that is Edward and that is freaking Wellington, and you know, and it's like there's no category. So I'm really curious to see how things like play forward moving out.
Well, moving on to our next story, our last story for the day. This is honestly, I could say this is breaking news to me because honestly, a lot of people hate her, but I love the fact that Jocelyn Hernandez is officially joining the cast of Love & Hip Hop Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jocelyn.
Love the fact that she's not going back to ATL because that was a part of her life that needs to be.
I have not watched one episode of Love & Hip Hop.
You need to Love & Hip Hop in general.
Not even when the Roach was on.
Okay, listen. You would not call her the Roach on my podcast because even though I love Nicki Minaj,
okay,
Cucarachavi.
Give me that at least.
Cardi B is still amazing. And you
she's
never
an
know,
entertainer.
We might,
I'll give her that.
We might interview her
one day.
Like,
and Cardi, if we do interview you one day, you're more than able to, like, honestly, I don't know if you might remember me. I saw you, we took a picture together, but my only, you know, we're not even going to get that. We're going to get that in a different episode.
Yeah,
and we're not even going
to
get that
time. We will have to, we would literally need like a Nicki Minaj versus Cardi like episode because you wouldn't
have
talking.
But it shouldn't be like that. It's not a versus. So okay. I take it back. I throw in the white flag for being a shitty bitch. But let's talk about
Our Puerto Rican princess, Page Six, has exclusively revealed that the Puerto Rican princess, 32 years old, has joined the cast of Love & Hip Hop Miami for its third season, premiering in 2020.
2020 is that year.
No, 2020 is the year for everything. Like,
Justin Bieber just promoted today, Dika, that he's coming. 2020. Nicki said 2020 is going to be the best year. Adele's Dika dropping 2020. And I have a feeling that Rihanna's going to fuck us up in 2020.
No, like, Rihanna is going to fuck you, throw you away, pick you up, y deprimite como un paño.
And all with consent.
No, and all with my consent.
No,
like,
you know how, like,
do it to me.
When Beyonce dropped her album, like, I remember, like, I woke up and I had everyone text me, like, because I was, like, a B. So, like, that was my first day in groups. Everyone's like, Beyonce just dropped. When the bitch said World Stop, she wasn't playing about World Stop. Like,
no,
Rihanna's gonna be like, bitch, end of the world, like, I'm
but
split
this album
Red
is so anticipated
what
by,
is shit?
From Rihanna that it's like, oh my God,
she
Rihanna
has so much anxiety, like, to drop it.
But she's
doing her shit with Fenty, and this is not sponsored by Fenty, but go get your Fenty highlighters.
Yeah.
Do all what you gotta do.
Go right to Sephora, ask for Kevin. with that said, Hernandez was previously a cast member of Love & Hip Hop ATL, but quit the show in 2017. She also starred in the spin-off Stevie J and Jocelyn Go
Hollywood. Did you really let me, Stevie?
With her now ex, Stevie J, and Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Jocelyn Special Delivery, which it was a Love & Hip Hop reality show that she had when she was pregnant. She was giving birth to her daughter, detailing her road to motherhood, etc., etc. Hernandez previously claimed that that the show was scripted. In 2015, the position pertaining to the co-star Althea Easton lawsuit against her, saying, well, with reality TV, it's mostly, it's called reality, but it's a lot of acting in the reality world.
Wait, she was sued?
Yeah, she was sued. Whoa,
catch me up. I'm sorry, y'all.
She was sued by one of her cast members, and basically...
Classmates, like, I promise you that I'm gonna get updated on this Love & Hip Hop culture, I promise.
But
you.
This is what class is about. It's about learning, like, learning. Yes. Like, and right now we're learning about Jocelyn Hernandez.
Educate me.
So, they were on Love & Hip Hop ATL. They were having problems, her and Althea. Althea sued her, right? And they had, a lot of those cast members will sue each other all the time. And they will have, like, their own little, like, lawsuits going on while the show was going on. So, basically, Jocelyn had responded to the lawsuit saying that it's reality TV and how in reality TV there's a lot of acting. And she says, I say that because a lot of the girls that are on the show, they act. And so there's a lot of acting in reality TV show, whether it's Love & Hip Hop or another show.
I mean, that's a given too.
But I definitely think that Love & Hip Hop has a lot of scripted scenes because you can tell. Like, you can tell that, even if
they're... Like, the one when Ray J's hat kept changing. I seen it on Twitter.
Like, not only that, but also, like, maybe what they're saying is not scripted, but definitely, like, the environment is put together by production. So they're putting together these two girls that
it's
don't
Mona
fuck
Scott
with each
other, right?
Mona Scott is the owner of, like, that brand. Mm-hmm. So her production company is the one that produces it. So basically, like, the production puts these two people that don't fuck with each other at the same party because they know that they're gonna fight. The production makes these two people have lunch that don't have similar views because they know that they're gonna get into altercation.
But how does that work? Are they, like, signed by, like, bounded, like, by a contract?
No, they're definitely bound by a contract. They definitely have to record a lot of episodes. They definitely have to, like, you know, they have to work. This is a job. Reality TV is a job. Like,
we'll be there one day.
Like, it's a job. So it's just crazy. Like, Jocelyn is coming back, and I'm sorry, but Jocelyn had ratings.
She did.
And she walked away from Love & Hip Hop ATL, and she said, I'm really that bitch. Mm. I am not coming to the reunion.
Really?
No, she walked away. And it was
I need to watch it. What is it on? Like, Hulu? Is it on Netflix?
I think you can watch it on the VH1 app.
Okay.
Like, you can go on VH1.
Is it free? Because now all these apps want to be charged.
No.
It'd be like, oh, we're saving you money on TV, but VH1, HBO Go, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Diablo Coño.
Everything has a plus now. Everything has a plus. No, but I think you can just watch it on the VH1 app if you just log in with your, like, cable provider or whatever.
Feel free to DM us your passwords, if anything, because la cosa está dura.
Love it. So she walked away, and basically when she walked away, I remember that it was very publicly said that, like, she would never be back. That's a disrespect to the show and disrespect to the cast members. She would never...
Okay, fuck these bitches.
She's back in another city.
Back again in Miami.
In Miami, where she's from. And that's, and you know, Love & Hip Hop Miami returns on VH1.
Do you have, like, any, like, favorite songs from her? Because I know, like... That's my thing, like, this is Love & Hip Hop, but, like, I ain't really hear these, like, well, we got Mariah Lynn, like, Guess I Was a Hoe. That was, what, 2015, like, sis.
Mariah Lynn, goodbye.
La Gringuita.
No. So, listen, so also Love & Hip Hop New York is coming back, and it's supposed to bring all the OGs from the first New York season.
Well,
so,
Chrissy's
coming back. She's a firecracker. She's one of the, she was the one that created Love & Hip Hop with her friends.
With
and
her
then,
culture.
And then, like, it took off. But, like, she brought this idea to Mona Scott, and she was the one that actually got this show together because she brought her friends.
So you think she gets a cut out of it?
Mona
Scott said, bye, bitch.
There's a gag. When you do business, you have to be careful because you can bring in somebody, you know, to, like, an idea that you have or something that you have going on, and, like, they may take it away from you, and then you're like...
Okay, that reminds me, we need to, like, work on our contracts after this.
No, of course, definitely. Your people need to talk to my people.
Yeah, we'll get them in contact.
But yeah, so Love & Hip Hop Miami is coming back with Jocelyn. Love & Hip Hop New York is coming back with all of the OGs from season one.
So damn, money must be tight in the city because...
No, it's about to get crazy.
There's, how many seasons now? There's different cities and everything.
There's Love & Hip Hop New York, ATL, and... Love & Hip Hop New York, ATL, Miami, and Hollywood.
Okay, they got it all over.
We're definitely going to start to watch Real Housewives so that we can cover it on the rundown.
Well,
because I love the Real Housewives. ATL is on right now. New Jersey is on right now.
Beverly Hills
is my favorite housewife.
I only seen like the clips through Twitter and whatnot. But we're definitely going to tune into Love & Hip Hop Miami, which is going to be back on Monday, January 6th. So honestly, everyone tune in with us, and we want to hear your feedback. And obviously, I want you guys to like.
Are you excited that Justin is coming back? Yes or no? Like, we're gonna put this poll on the Instagram. Are you excited that Justin is coming back? And I need you to comment, like, tell me, because I feel like a lot of people don't want her to come back, and I want to know, like, are we excited to see her or not? I'm excited.
I mean, she makes money, and you know, we rooting for any woman she's that's the Puerto out here Rican making princess. Money. She got it. She got it. And any woman out there making money, anybody making money out there, the things that, you know. It's rough out here in the streets,
but it's also important to know when it's time to retire. Like, it's also important to know when it's time to take a step back. And I feel as though, like, that just leads right into our next segment. Celebs Working OT. You guys are already familiar with this segment. It's when we highlight celebrities for doing something positive in the world, or sometimes something positive for themselves and their family.
Definitely. And I feel like this person that we're about to mention has been working every, like, overtime for, since what? Since we were in middle school, probably. And
I wonder how old she was when she's 21, probably.
Probably around 21, because I believe she was the youngest.
They needed to drink and things like that. Yeah, so they're 21.
But our celebrity working OT for this week is Snooki. And we want to, first of all, give a round of applause to Snooki. She's given her all into her career, and yes, she's had her crazy moments and whatnot, but she's finally coming to an end. This doesn't mean this is the end of her own self or her personality, but she's just retiring from the Jersey Shore, and, you know, at some point, you know, you gotta turn that tassel and give it the hell up.
And I think that, honestly, I really don't understand the fact that people actually thought the Jersey Shore family reunion was gonna last a very long time. I think that is very smart. The fact that
it had ratings
because, you know, like, a lot of people miss that crowd, a lot of people miss that group. I'm sorry, but the Jersey Shore,
and it was like
was the first type of reality show that put people together, and like, it has some all of this drama.
Mm-hmm.
And
also, it was real too.
And the
like,
fact that it was like so close to us, like, you know, like, this was Jersey Shore people, like, you know, like, and
but it also gave a crazy ass perspective to the rest of the fucking like nation about who we are. Yeah, because I've gone to a few conferences and people are like, you don't have a Jersey accent. And like, today I was actually talking on the phone with my special, and she's like, this is the first time I've ever heard you, and you have, like, a Jersey accent. And I'm like, maybe I'm just picking up a New York accent. I don't know what a Jersey accent is. You just let us know. If there's anybody listening from outside of New Jersey or the New York area, like, let us know what's popping. Let us know what you think our accents sound like. Because, I mean, I definitely have, like,
my accent is definitely Dominican. But, yeah, so Jersey, Snooki is leaving the Jersey Shore family reunion show. She's retiring from reality TV. She says that she cannot take the fact that she has to leave her, you know, she has a baby, and, you know, she's a mother. She doesn't like the fact that she has to leave the kids to go film for 5 months, then come back. That is a lot.
No, and she has a lot going on for herself because...
They have a lot. They all have... A lot of them have kids. A lot of them are married. A lot of them have spouses. It's
careers
a lot.
Careers and businesses. Yeah. Because I was reading an article, too, that I was like, she got paid $32,000 to go give a speech at Rutgers. And like, the way she ended the speech was like, study hard but drink harder. And I'm like, wow, like, staying true to your character
and to your brand
and collecting that check.
She also has a YouTube account.
Oh yeah, she does have a YouTube account.
And I think she has a podcast too.
And definitely follow her YouTube. I have not checked out her podcast, but we also want to take a moment to give like a little shout out to her shop. It's called The Snooki Shop by Nicole Paluzzi. And she has like bikinis, she has outerwear, she has tops. So we have the promo code is SHIP100, and it's free shipping over anything over $100. So I know it sounds like a lot, but it's cute, and you know,
I'm happy the fact that she's taking a step for the betterment of her family. Like, she like, I love when people actually like feel that reality.
That's growth right there. Let's snap to that.
No, because everybody, so much people are reality TV whores and you know, TV whores. And
okay, just
like
me.
No, I'm adding you. Like, I'm literally in front of you telling you that this is what you are.
Okay, I'll take it.
So like, the fact that she says, I don't want to do it anymore, I don't want to be on camera, I don't want to be on TV, like, I just want to be with my kids and, like, be cute and, like, you know, like, I commend that.
No, and I feel that because I cannot wait for the day that I have kids. Like, I don't know if I want to adopt, if I want to foster. I obviously want to have my own kids, but, like, I could only imagine, like, the gift of being a parent. So, it's like, she feels that. And, like, her baby, I believe she's a mother of three. So, it's like...
And then, like, leaving for 5 months and asking, like...
And your man's, too, and it's like... You know, like
you need him to lay the pipe. Like, I'm sorry, but if you have a man with three kids, like, I'm gonna need the pipe laid like every 3 days, type shit. Like, you know,
and
like,
she's making money though.
Like, I can't go 5 months with not seeing my kids and my man.
So, speaking of kind of like retirement, even though, yes, once again, this is Snooki's shout out, but how do you think, maybe, like, how we feel about the situation? We're not being, you know, like, sexist or, you know, age, like, supporting ageism. But, like, don't you think he, like, I feel like he should give it up soon.
No, he definitely should give it up soon, too. He also had a lot of legal problems. I think he needs to, like, relax, center himself, like, get himself back together. And, like, you know, just... Let's get it together, Mike.
Yeah. Like, he needs to read some of her books, because she has 3 books out already.
But, he needs to stop being a situation, and he needs to, like... breathe, honey. Like, you know, like, it's done. We're done with that.
The situation needs to have not a 9-to-5, but, you know, more some business. I mean, we're not judging, because, Shay, you tell me, if I could cackle on fucking TV at the age of 45,
55... You'll
do it. ...to drink and turn up, like...
Look at Kris Jenner.
Hello.
Point blank in the mirror.
I mean, Kris Jenner's that bitch.
Look at the housewives.
Shit.
They're all rich and famous, cackling on TV.
You know what? I take that back.
I apologize. Moving on to our jaw-dropping moment of the week. One of my Dominicans out there, if you're in Perth Amboy, I know Perth Amboy was out the fucking... Perth Amboy was cackling with this announcement.
You heard all the Hondas roaring and blasting music. No,
literally. So you already know, Aventura announces their tour again. Wow! Cue the music, cue the crying. You already know, Aventura is coming back on tour. So they already released some of their tour dates. New York is not listed.
Nor is New Jersey.
But I feel as though it's because something bigger. He's doing something special for New York and New Jersey.
Ay, mi amor, las estrellas. Sigo soñando. Because he did the Met fucking stadium. Okay. Tú me puedes decir que he couldn't book anything.
Okay, but let me tell you something.
I mean, honestly, I have an insider. Because you spoke to his people. We have a secret insider.
I have an insider tip from one of my people that works at a radio station. You know who you are. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
But she did tell me that... people in the industry, like, they know that he's supposed to release another leg of the tour where it includes New York, and it's like this whole thing.
But why wouldn't he put us in the first leg?
Because it's not like he's gonna have this tour then New York. It's like he released this date, but then it's like New York is gonna be mixed in, but it's gonna be its own thing.
But how much bigger can he do? He did the Yankee Stadium. He's done Madison
Square Garden. Okay, but like give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, but what I'm asking is, what else can we like get from him? Because it's like he's already done it big. So it's like, what are we getting?
I don't know. Like, what are we getting?
The only thing that I could fucking imagine is him like coming down from like how. Fucking Lady Gaga did that already, like jumping down from like the fucking helicopter. Like,
what if the concert's free?
Yeah, fucking right. It's all about.
He did that once though. With Aventura.
When
Aventura first toured back in 2000 and something, they had like a free concert.
Aye, that was years ago. We about to hit 2020.
But still, like, what if one of the I don't know. I feel as though it's gonna be crazy. So we definitely give it jaw dropping moment of the week because it's it was a jaw dropper. Like,
shit, and it's crazy too because it's like. We gave these bitches multiple years. He's given so many, like, artists time, like, to drop a bachata group or do whatever the hell they have to do. And it just is not being able to, like, be done yet. And it's like...
He has a challenge and he has a duty to keep bachata alive because nobody else is. So, thank you.
No, and we were actually talking about that in the barbershop. Ellos estaban hablando de que, ese Romeo, como un hombre así puede estar con el corazón roto siempre, un hombre así, and I'm like, you know, like, that's true, like, he hasn't been in relationships or anything, okay, so also, how does he come up with these lyrics, like,
but also at the same time, like, do not take conversations that happen at your machismo as barbershop, like, to the heart, like,
that's true, give up. No, my barber should be talking some wild shit, and I'm just, well, not my barbers, let me cut that S off, my barber.
I was about to say, do you cheat on your barber?
No,
like, are you like,
sleeping. Sometimes he be getting me tight. Like, I be wanting to strangle him because there's no one that gets me tight when I be like, yo, I'm coming there at 6:00. He be like, oh, but come early. I be there 5:45. And if anybody knows me, you know that I'm probably late to everything. But one thing I'm always on time to is my goddamn haircut. And I'd get there 6:00, whatever, 5:45. Someone's still on the seat. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna let him slide. Maybe he's finishing up. Hey! Henry, pa'ca, Junior, pa'ca. Como que Junior y Henry, pa'ca, coño, no me. Like, siento
no,
like I be leaving the barbershop 8:00 and I be there with a un pique, coño. I'm like, yo, I'm about to not tip him. But then he be freaking finessing my shit, and I'm like,
you know what I do? So I'm a really good tipper when it comes to my barber. And
he knows
that he always brags. Every time I go to get a barber haircut, he always brags that, like, oh, I'm his highest tipping customer.
How much do you usually tip, if we may ask?
15, 20.
Diablo, bitch, what are you fucking? Is he giving you, like, dick on the side?
No, but I wish. Because he's so cute. But no, but every time I go to the barbershop, no one's there. My seat is ready to go.
Okay, that's different.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he puts respect on my name. Mm-hmm. And if you want the tips to keep rolling, then you put respect on my name.
The most I've tipped is $12. And so that's why I'm like, I get it. But that's, like, special occasion. That's, like, you're taking me, like, I called you this morning type shit.
Well, when I call, he has to be ready type shit.
Roar.
Like,
talk your shit.
No, but I be telling him, I'm like, I tip that much, right? So, cuando yo te llame, tú me respondes el teléfono. Yeah, tú púdate donde tú
bueno, that's the secret.
That's definitely the secret. Well, moving on to our next subject. So, ass of the week for this week definitely goes to Steve Harvey for messing up again during during the Miss Universe pageant and naming Miss Philippines as the winner of the best national costume when it wasn't Miss Philippines that won the
was
best
he joking?
National.
He like, had to be joking.
No, it's just that he's a moron. Like, the entertainer hosted the Miss Universe pageant at the Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta on Sunday night. He incorrectly said Miss Philippines was the winner of the national costume category. But the actual winner, Miss Malaysia, who was standing right next to him during the blunder, grabbed the mic and corrected him. She said, oh no, honey, what you're not going to do is give my title to the other bitch. I won the national costume, not Miss Philippines, honey.
Oh no,
it was Miss Malaysia.
I need to see this fucking
machine. She checked them real quick.
She said no.
An embarrassed Steve Harvey blamed the mistake on the teleprompter, saying, y'all got to quit doing this to me. Baby girl,
girl, you need new contact prescriptions, or you need to learn how to read.
Or
stop
you need,
trying to read with what the fuck was his name.
You need, or you probably just, or you probably just need to like hang the towel and give this hosting job for someone that is more young. I don't know me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shit. I mean, you got two people right
like,
here.
Just
we
like,
could split. We could split whatever the fuck they pay
like,
him
let it
for the
go.
First one.
Whatever the fuck, you don't have to pay me. Just give me the clout of being on stage. Like, shit. I don't care. But Steve Harvey needs to go. In 2015, if you don't know this...
But we also can't, like, support crazy cancel culture. Because I feel like cancel culture now is, like,
of course,
thing.
Of course, of
like,
course. I don't want him to get canceled. No, I definitely don't want him to get canceled. I think Steve Harvey produces good TV with some of his shows. But
yeah, but Kiki Palmer fucking produces fucking amazing TV. And I feel like she needs more fucking airtime on whatever fucking show they ever, like, have her on.
Well, now she has her own show.
Shit. About time. I need to tune the fuck in. Look at me talking shit.
Strayhorn, Sarah, and Kiki on ABC.
Oh, yes. Okay,
remember, she came on as a guest, a co-host. And then they kept her because the ratings went high. Mm. And there was like, you know what? We're going to add her name to the show.
Look at that.
So now she's...
Shout out you, Kiki.
Show. Okay, Kiki. But if you don't know, in 2015, he announced Miss Colombia as the winner of the pageant when, in fact, Miss Philippines had won.
That's why I thought he was joking because it's like, how do you...
And
like,
with the same country, Miss Philippines.
No, like that.
You know, like, it's like, okay, we get it. But I guess mistakes happen, but... Also, he signed a contract with the Miss Universe pageant for like 7 years or some shit like that. I heard.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he signed it. That's why he didn't get fired from the whole Miss Colombia and Miss Philippines back in 2015.
2015, 2016, 2017, 2018,
2019. That's already five years.
He got
years.
2 years.
That's already 5 years.
Well, so, if y'all looking, whoever's on the casting directors are, like, what's up? We here.
Literally.
And we got time.
But. That's why contracts are really, you really have to
read them
your contracts.
My dad always taught me that from a very young age. He's like,
Bontele,
what you're going to sign?
He messed up and he never cared because he knew that he had it in the bag for the next 7 years and he was hosting this shit. So, who cares?
Yeah, but it's not about what you did. It's about what you're doing. So,
that's fine.
And it's, he got 2 years to fix it.
No, that's fine.
But we also can erase it once again. His entire career from two mistakes.
Moving on to Weekly Spotlight. In the same realm of Miss Universe, shout out to Miss Dominican Republic and Miss Puerto Rico for placing on the top 20.
Definitely.
In the Miss Universe. Also, Miss Puerto Rico was part of the top, like, she was the top two. Wow. It was between her, South Africa, and Puerto Rico. She was beautiful. She was amazing.
They were all beautiful.
Congratulations.
Shout out to all the contestants, all the pageant girls.
However, Miss South Africa took the crown on Sunday, which was amazing. She was beautiful. She was well-spoken. She was intelligent. Shout out to South Africa.
Her answer was amazing.
Her answers was amazing. But...
I seen clips.
What was amazing about all of this is that this also means that the current Miss Universe, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and Miss America are all black women.
Black girl magic, black woman magic. We support it, we love it, we're here for it.
And the fact that she was there with her short haircut, her natural hair, a little shape up, like, okay, sis. You better tell them that the shape ups are in there.
They're back, bitch.
They're back, and they're better. Fucking
with the long wig.
So love it.
I mean, we are, but.
Shout out to Miss Universe. Also,
but she did that shit.
Edward has a very big announcement on Weekly Spotlight.
Also, of course, y'all already know that this one was coming with the Weekly Spotlight. To the queen herself, happy birthday to Nicki Minaj, turning 37 years old, still killing the game, still looking like she's freaking 26, like she just came into the game. Okay. But yeah, no, we wish her so much love, so much happiness. We know that she has been recently married. So she just has a lot of blessings coming her way, and hopefully, like, this energy is just helping her create better music. And
shout out
you
to
know,
Nicki, though. She about to be 40, though. That's crazy.
No, she really is.
That's crazy.
She really is. And
like,
she,
we really think, though, these celebrities don't be growing up, but these celebrities are literally getting old.
Oh yeah, like Beyonce could still fool my ass, like, for 26,
literally.
Like
Jennifer Lopez
is
about to be 50.
I know,
about to be 50 years old.
Yeah, no,
and she literally looks,
and she's like still looking like Jenny from the Block,
like one of these little girls. Mm-hmm. She can run circles on one of these little girls.
No, and like, I don't know so much about the singing, but the dance floor and the looks, and like,
no, but just her
intelligence,
but
too, just her.
But she has a voice. She has a voice.
Oh no, but she has a voice. Well, speaking of that, I'm excited to kind of see her at the Super Bowl.
I wasn't
a fan of her and Shakira. I was like, okay, whatever, because I'm like, who the fuck is going to keep up with who? Because it's like, first of all, they could both dance. But Shakira, but I'm like...
But also, it's like, I never had a song between them two, so I don't know what to expect. I feel as though...
We're probably going to get a new song from them.
I feel as though if it would have been, like, Beyonce and Shakira, then we would have been like, oh, baby, when you want... And then, like, Beautiful Liar.
Yeah, but Beyonce's
like,
already been
or if
up
it would have
there.
Been Beyonce, if it would have been Shakira and Rihanna, then we have that song that they did once a long time ago that I love.
They offered to
Rihanna, but she declined because of Colin Kaepernick, yeah.
I mean, which I respect, too.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
And it was a lot of a mix up of like people feeling some type of way that like J-Lo ended up and Shakira ended up. But we're just gonna stay tuned. We're gonna see what the Super Bowl brings. We might bring some highlights, see on what teams make it.
Yeah, but also like that's also like, isn't that in September?
September.
Isn't the Super Bowl in September?
September, baby girl. February.
The Super Bowl is in February?
February. Oh man, you truly outgated yourself today.
No, I'm really gay. I really thought the Super Bowl was in September. Oh my god, that was so good.
Oh, it's okay. I'm gonna start keeping you updated. I'm not like a religious like football watcher, but and my team is just not doing its best right now. I'm a Jets fan.
The fact that you don't have a team and then you have a fandom, like, kudos to you. That was so tough.
But
of you.
Yeah, no, and also the Eagles. Real quick, I know we don't even have this and we didn't discuss this, but like the Eagles
going
really
off script.
Going off script, but the Eagles came back from a fucking crazy ass game. Like they were playing the Giants at the beginning of second quarter. There was
You're really about this.
Yeah, so it was just a 7-point lead. The Giants were up, whatever. We had halftime. They came back, and I don't know what the fuck this coach said to them during halftime. But even then, they were still kind of struggling a little bit.
He probably was like, "Y'all better get your shit together. Y'all not eating for a week."
Yeah, right. With the money that they fucking make, they don't have to worry about that shit. But pretty much, they came back on overtime, and they ended up winning the game, which was like beyond crazy because you know we had Eli Manning playing that day, and it was also Wentz playing. So it was just kind of seeing like which quarterback is gonna bring it home. And the Eagles, I believe, are now gonna be going into, if I'm correct, the playoffs, or pretty much now they have an opportunity to continue their fight. So as everyone in South Jersey and the Philly area says, go Eagles go, or fly Eagles fly, whatever the fuck it is. But that's our kind of like a little sprinkle of motherfucking sports in there.
Every gay show needs a little sports from a gay queen, but we're trying to do it all for you.
We got you. We got everything, all the flavors.
And just to end with our quote of the week, which we always do, please stop. This quote. When I saw it, I was like, wow, this is really speaking to me. It says,
read it.
Stop taking
advice.
Give us
advice. A poetry voice, and I'm a snap.
Please stop taking advice from people who don't have the results you want. Period.
Gucci gang, period.
Period. Like, at the end of the day, you want people around you that have the same ambition, that have the same hunger, that have the same drive. You do not want people that aren't doing the complete opposite, because you're not going to get the results you want from people that are just not doing it.
Yeah, or who haven't done it yet. And I feel like this is kind of a quick side tangent before we kind of wrap up. But it's just like, I feel like, especially as like Hispanic men and just like students of like minority background and whatnot, it's just like, our parents, I feel like, put up a lot of pressure, and they're like, oh, tú te tienes que poner a estudiar, and you need to be in school, and you need to do this. And it's like, damn, sis, like, what was you doing this? And it's like, kudos to them because they did a lot coming to this country and doing what they had to do for us. But it's also a lot of pressure. So it's just like, take a breather, relax, go to your advisor, go to your counselor, and take the advice from the people who've done it. And like, obviously our parents have the best intentions for us, but just like, you know, have the results that you want to have and take the advice from the people who have had those results that you want to see.
With that said, thank you so much for taking the time to out of your day to listen to us once again. Woo! Also, I apologize for, you know, not posting episodes and not recording, but we promise you that we're going to bring more episodes to you. Edward's going to stick around with me. He's definitely going to be coming back to co-host many more episodes. And as you know, follow us on Instagram, Official Rundown Podcast, to stay tuned and updated throughout the week. And make sure to spread tons of love and positivity every day, 25/8.
Yes, because you already know
we're all about the positive energy and the positive vibe. And if you're always dirty and disgusting, I don't want you around me.
Please.
That's just point blank and period.
And please feel free to let us know. We might put a poll up. Get crazy with us. Let us know what you want to hear, what you like, what you don't like. And we obviously want to give you the best content that we can, but please stay tuned.
Stay cute, stay snatched, stay bad.
Period, boo.
And that's period, boo.
And what do we say? Class dismissed. Mwah.